the start of last year, I met a wonderful person named Reina Haguri. Born in Berkeley, raised in East Oakland, Reina used to be a shy, quiet teenager who I used to only talk to in Ms. Blakely's AP World History class. During that year, I noticed that she started to ask questions about political issues. She would ask questions like, who came up with the idea of segregation based on race? As Reina walked around the campus of Fremont High School, I got the opportunity to hear her story of how she became an activist.
We have a broken locker right here. And for the most part, we don't really use these lockers. I probably see like one student use them. The doors are really dirty because budget cuts. You know, we don't have that many janitors. They don't even let us use the bathrooms after school. They're already locked. You see? Can't use it no more. So I came here with the stereotype of like, you're going to be a dropout. Everyone told me this. You can't go to Fremont right now. You're going to be a dropout. And you're like, it's not for you. And they were like making me go like, some people were like, go to Berkeley High or go to like these other Skyline, like good schools. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to Fremont. Like, leave me alone. Well, my freshman year, I was pretty quiet as a person that I came to the school not knowing nobody because everyone else from my other school left to different places, and I was the only one that was like, I'm gonna stay here close by. And I came to a school that like people put a lot of fear in me. They were just like, ah, you're gonna be a dropout, you're gonna get shot. Like, they told me a lot of things about Fremont, but I'm just like, I'm still gonna do it. But I was really shy. I didn't talk to much people. I guess the person that has a lot of influence and to become the person I became was my best friend. She is super woke, but the way that she taught me things and the way that she helped me develop my own thoughts is the way that I got inspired to actually push forward. And at the same time, it's nice to see that you're not the only crazy high schooler that wants to make a revolution, you know? So now we're gonna keep walking outside, and right here we have another mural of Malcolm X. So it's good to see that we have activists and leaders on our walls, but besides that, it's pretty dirty.
I feel like one of the biggest challenges was, as the same thing as being a student, is that most people don't understand you. They think that you take things too seriously, that you need to chill, that you just have to live life because you're a teenager, but at the same time, it's just like these problems are affecting us, and a lot of students got like, I guess, annoyed that this is like my daily thing. It's like what I thought about on the daily, and they wanted to talk about irrelevant things, and I wanted to talk like, did you see the news? And they were like, what? So yeah, I think that was like the biggest challenge for me. Now when like other students see me like, wait, you're doing all that, you go to Fremont, they're like, what, that doesn't like coordinate, you know? But also like the students here do care. They do, because when I talk to them one-on-one, it's like, wait, these kids are woke, these kids do know the problem, they just have a harder time showing it. So there was this law that was going through how like schools, they were like, if the you know that the student is a doesn't have papers, a teacher had to report it type of thing. Basically, like, really gonna target immigrants. And that was the time that we were like, enough is enough, and we need to put a stop in this. So they made May Day, International Workers' Day, into this event. So the May Day March, I started all the way from Madison to Fremont. And when we came to Fremont, we had around like, I don't know, like 300, 400 students maybe that have already walked out. So honestly, the view from when I was screaming from these students to tell them, well, not screaming, shouting, like in a respectful way, you know, not like being mean to them, like to tell them to help them walk out so that Fremont could hear, was honestly one of the most beautiful sights that I had. And for the first time ever, so many different groups walked out, because for other protests, a lot of people thought, oh, this is just a Mexican thing, when it's not a Mexican thing, it's an everybody thing, you know, deportation happens to everyone. women's rights taken away from everyone. It's not just a Mexican thing. So the thing about May Day was like seeing so many people walk out. Like, we saw the basketball players, the football players, we saw every type of person out here chanting with us. And it was something that like really was touching for me, because I've trying for the longest for seeing all these different people to unite, and it finally happened before May Day.
My big goal that hopefully one day happens, like a full revolution, because like honestly we need it, because it's like so many problems. Honestly, the only way that we can find like fix it is like doing a whole new thing, because yes, protesting is bringing awareness to many topics, because honestly most protests in general aren't like the day after it's gonna be fixed, and we know that. It's more about bringing the awareness to it and be like, we're not gonna be quiet because of this topic. But a full revolution will help us get rid of all the problem, because we're gonna want taking control of how we want this society to be.